Is that where most of his people came from, Patterson?
Well, his mother came from Waynesville, I think. And his father was from North Carolina.
A lot of North Carolina people mm-hmm. came down here.
Most of them. Most of the older ones.
And your husband's occupation?
Well, he's doing a little work now in Tim Time.
Uh-huh. Is that the kind of work that he has always done?
Well, no. He, during the Second World War, he worked in the shipyard at Wilmington, North Carolina.
And is he a member of the Methodist Church, too?
No, he isn't a member in the church.
And his age?
80. He's 80 years old.
And did he go to school in the county?
Yes, in Pierce County.
And what grade did he complete in school?
Now, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I think it. He didn't get any place in school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe first or second grade. Mm-hmm.
Now, besides when he was living in Wilmington, has he ever lived any place for any extended length of time outside the county?
No, I think he told me he lived in Valdosta once, but I don't know for how long.
Okay.
He was also, you know, in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
World War One.
Okay, now I'll ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
6 o'clock, early in the morning.
Okay. And what's an expression that has the word sun in it? You say, when the sun first appears, it's...
rising, sun rising.
Okay. And in the morning, it's sunrise, and in the evening, it's...
sundown.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
fair.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Would you call it a shower, a quick shower?
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle, please.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
That would be called lightwood. That lightwood.
Okay. When a person comes in from outside on a cold day, he'll hang his overcoat up in the... the little room where people hang clothes.
Closet.
And what would you call a big piece of furniture that people hang clothes in?
Wardrobe.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a wooden house?